This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Monday, July 22nd. While grain markets finish higher, even though the weather market persists, with your Anderson Grain Market Report, here's Jacob Christie.
Markets are mixed in low volume here as trade continues to weigh the impact of this weekend's excessive heat with the better moisture that we had going into it, along with a cooler extended forecast. The theme so far this week has been long liquidation as the better than expected rainfall has dampened fears over this weekend's heat. Heatwave, lackluster export sales data yesterday, and declining South American cash values all also led to pressure in the corn market yesterday. So it goes without saying that the next 15 to 30 days of weather is still critical for yield potential and will continue to drive prices over the coming weeks.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 9 at 503 and a half. September corn was up 6 and a quarter at 432. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 7.25, ranging from 565 to 575. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 3.75, ranging from 604 and a quarter to 609.25. Live cattle for August was up 20 cents at 107.47 and a half. August feeder cattle was up 55 cents at 139.70. And July class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 1740.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.